Hello?
Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Jay speaking. May I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
May I have your zip code, please?
29680.
Your first and last name, please.
My phone?
Your first and last name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
Sharon.
Okay. My headset is acting up today, so that's okay.
I feel like I can't hear. Sharon Nazario, N-A-Z-A-R-I-O.
All right. And can you verify your address for me?
111 Ment, M-E-N-T, Drive, Simpsonville, South Carolina.
All right, let's take a look here and see.
let me explain something to you. I went online and the USPS asked me if I take a survey. And I said yes, and they said they were going to send me a gift. So I took the survey, and the gift that I was supposed to be getting was wireless mini pods.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was trying to get out of it, it sent me over to another thing that showed a smart health watch and then lifetime mm-hmm. extended warranty. And I didn't order that. So I was trying to get out of that screen just so I could finish my survey thing. And the next thing I know, at the end of it, it's telling me it's charged me $51.85. So I'm paying for a smartwatch, which I don't need because I don't walk that much. And I didn't want the lifetime extended thing. So I called up right after I did this, and they refunded me back the $29.95 for the smartwatch and then the $14.95 for the extended warranty.
Correct.
But then when I was talking, huh?
Yes, sorry. Ma'am.
Okay, and then when I was talking to the customer service lady, she said, I noticed here, because I print everything, it says the wireless mini pods, 14-day trial. And I said to her, before I finished this whole thing, I says, what's this 14-day trial thing for? She says, oh, well, you're going to have to call us up to cancel that. And I said, okay, because I have no idea what it's for anyway, unless it's
call
for...
cancel.
The,
okay.
The warranty.
We have a lot of new agents. And so we've been running into a lot of problems. The 14-day trial is for the pods as well, but some of it says reoccurring. They're not going to, because they also have other products, such as they weight loss products and things like that. Those come mm-hmm. monthly, but with the wireless pods, you paid the shipping and handling, the Triumph. In 15 days, when that trial is over, they will bill you for those ear pods, and then they'll close out your account. Let me take
How
a
much?
Look here. Let me take a look, because it could
okay.
be little of nothing. I mean, well, they're going to try to bill you the retail price. But I could offer you a discount on that.
Well, let's see. Right now, I can't get them to work on my phone. But the reason why I'm calling is because I want to discontinue that 14-day trial thing. I don't want them taking any more money out of my account. Because I did get refunded back to get other two items.
Correct.
But I just want to cancel this 14-day trial, and that's it. So I don't know. And like I said, I can't get these iPods to work on my phone. So I don't know what to do now. I figured it cost me $6.95, basically. I guess that was the shipping and handling. But see,
right.
none of that said anything about, well, you know, if I don't keep up this trial thing, then I'm going to be charged for a full price. None of that said that. I knew I should have never done that survey. I just knew it. But anyway, so I need your help to get me out of this mess.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here what I could do here for you. All right. Let me see what they're going to build you for, first of all.
I don't even know how to get back onto that site anymore because I would take my card off of it. It's very deceiving, that whole thing.
Well,
and the reason
I'm
why
not
I believe
sure
you
how
is
the marketing.
First... Yeah. I mean, because I had gone to this postal service that day or day before, so I thought this was kind of legit with the postal. And then the next thing I know, when I get charged two extra items, that I'm saying, what is this? And then I'm going back all over the paperwork I got, and I says, I can't even find where you guys are at and where they even sent this the iPod thing from. But anyway, I don't want to be charged for anything, especially when I can't even get them to work. But I
yes,
wouldn't pay
ma'am.
Anything in a month anyway.
Right, yeah, they wouldn't bill you a month for, you know. And I hate that it says that because they should explain that they have other products as well.
I'm sorry?
No, I said I hate that it says that because they should explain that they have other products as well. You know,
even trying to get out of those too.
Is understandable, but right. Nobody pays monthly for, you know, headphones. Like, are you going to keep shipping me headphones every month? Like, you know,
right.
It doesn't make
I know.
Sense when they say that. So,
yeah,
it's real screwy here. But let's see here. The only thing that I can do for you right now is to apply 50% or you send them back. When you said they don't, you're not using them, it won't let me give you nothing more than 50%.
Well, you can keep the $6.95. That was my bad. I just do not want to be charged anything on a trial basis. You know what I'm saying? I want that canceled
yes, ma'am.
Completely.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing to cancel. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Because like I said, there's nothing, you're not on nothing to receive monthly. So it's only just like a one-time charge and then they cancel out your account. So the only way that stops is if you say you're going to send it back.
I'll send it back.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know where to send it.
Yes, ma'am. No, I'm getting that information for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you can send it to my email or whatever. Unless I need to write it down, I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. You would have to write. We don't have waited. The only emails that it generates is confirmation emails of orders, refunds. Confirmation emails like that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. And that was the Smart Health, the wireless mini pods. Okay. That address to ship those back would be 11551 East 45th Avenue. That's Unit C.
Okay.
That is in Denver, Colorado. And that zip is 80239.
Okay. And
I'm
going to
note
a company name or something.
Let's see.
Or is it Unique Gadgets? It says Unique Gadgets
yes, ma'am.
Deals.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And when you go to ship that back, of course, you go right to the post office. They'll give you a tracking or whatever to track it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Once you track that and see that it's been delivered,
mm-hmm.
you call us up just in case they've billed you, you know, mm-hmm. you can get that money back. But I'm notating your account right now. Let me notate that you are sending it back.
Yeah. Is there any way you can take my credit card off of this account or whatever it is?
Well, we
don't
want
nobody
your credit
using
card. Well, the only thing we see, ma'am, on your payment method is
mm-hmm.
what kind of card it is, the expiration
yeah.
date, and the last four digits. That's all we see.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see anything else.
Oh. Is there any
yeah.
way I can go back on this site and delete it myself?
I'm sure. I'm not sure what site you went on.
It was USPS.
Yeah, see, like I've said, we're just a third party customer support.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I'm in Alabama. I'm not even at that company. So,
okay.
you know, I
yeah.
have no idea how they market or anything like that.
Well, then when I go to USPS to send this back, I'm going to tell them it's because of them I'm having this problem. See what they got to say.
Pretty
okay.
much of nothing. Let me see, but I'm gonna notate this here. Let's see. To return product. Gave return address.
Now, like I said, I was credited back those two other items, so that's
yes, ma'am. I see that on here.
Good. Good.
Yeah, I have that all, and I got on here that I'm trying to stop them from billing you, but if they do, it's notated in on here that they will refund everything to you once they receive that.
And then I'll have to call customer support back again.
Yes, ma'am. Just the one
happens.
Time. You want to call anyway. Once you find out that product has been returned and it's been delivered,
mm-hmm.
you want to call us back so we'll know. Because like I said, we don't ship or anything. We're just customer support. So we won't
yeah.
have no way of knowing when they get it back anyway, so you
yeah.
would need to call us so we could verify, like, okay, it's been received, delivered.
Well,
and
I think I'm going to get that thing where you have to sign for it or something. I don't know, just
yeah,
whatever, yeah. Just make sure.
Well,
you
don't even have to really have to sign it, it just comes with a tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether someone signs it or not, it'll show that it was per that tracking number.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's what I'll do then.
All right, ma'am. And I got everything notated, so everything should be an easy transition once you get that returned.
Yeah, and there's no way I can directly call you.
I wish.
I know, because it's
we don't
nice.
Have direct lines.
Yeah. The sad thing is, I explain it, you know, this is the second time I'm going through this whole thing, and then it's going to be a third time I got to explain everything unless somebody can read everything on the notes you left.
Well, no, you won't. Right. That's why I put it in there. So once you call in, all you have to do is call in and say, I got my tracking number. My item has been delivered. Refund and everything is already in here. So, yes, ma'am, you shouldn't have to explain anything. I tried to do that in the notes for you.
Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're quite welcome, ma'am, and I thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.